Tony Paul. He covers the Detroit Tigers for the Detroit News. And, you know, sports guys are a different kind of breed. They stay up late, they're working, they're blogging, they're researching. So to get them up for a morning show, I'm gonna owe Tony either beers or coffee. Thanks so much, Tony.
Beers sound good, Tony. Thanks a lot.
Well, I tell you what, Tony, I was with my 10-year-old son when we heard about the Prince Fielder deal, and we looked at each other, and our mouth fell open. And you could dare to dream, but when you first heard that, tell us, when did you first hear the beginnings of this deal? And as they closed it, tell us about it.
Well, you know, your reaction with your son was pretty universal, I would say, across the state. Most people were stunned. I was obviously started hearing about it when most everybody else did on Tuesday. But for some reason, I had this little voice in the back of my head that wouldn't go away talking about that because, you know, I had talked to Dave Dombrowski several times after the Victor Martinez injury, and you know, he made it perfectly clear that there was a bunch of guys in the free agent market that, you know, they could sign that could hit 265 with 15 home runs and 65 RBIs. And then when asked, well, why haven't you signed one of those guys? His point was always, well, our standards are higher now, so we'd like to do better than that. And looking at the market, there was only one guy out there that could help, that could be better than that, and that was Prince Fielder. So I just never quite stopped thinking about the possibility of them signing Prince Fielder. And now I thought, and I floated it in articles about a week before it happened, right around the Victor Martinez injury. But I always thought maybe a 1 to 2 year deal with huge money would be a better fit, and you know, if Scott Boras would take it, and then they'd be, and then Prince would be able to go back on the market in a couple of years and get big money. The fact that it was 9 years and $214 million absolutely floored me. It was just a stunning move by the Tigers.
Tony, what's this mean not only for the Tigers and their quest to win a World Series, but what's this mean for the city of Detroit and for the state?
Yeah, it's a big deal. This has really created a ton of buzz about the Tigers. Look, they've had big signings before with Pudge and Maglio, and you know they've had a lot, and bringing in Miguel Cabrera. They've had big moves before, but I've never seen in my time around the team. The excitement that I'm seeing about Prince Fielder at the press conference yesterday, it was absolutely packed. And all the principal players, Dave Dombrowski, Jim Leland, Mike Yoch, all of them were as excited as I've ever seen them. And that's resonating among the fans, too. The season ticket lines are blowing up. Even the spring training ticket lines, they were selling Tuesday, Wednesday, five times as many tickets as they typically do in a day. People are really excited about that, and a lot of that has to do with Prince's connection to the Detroit area, with his father being a big star for the Tigers in the early 90s.
Tony, the last time I was at a game, it was late summer, and I took a walk around, and what I got, it was packed. But what I saw is it's not just a game and baseball fans. It's an event. I saw a lot of younger couples. I saw families. I saw groups. I saw, like, date nights, especially in a standing room only. I saw people having a beer or a cocktail and conversing while the game was coming on. It's like a social mega event on top of being a baseball game.
Well, it is, especially the weekend games. I mean, since the Tigers have been good, those Friday, Saturday, Sunday games have just been, I mean, huge crowds and everyone out enjoying a good summer night at the ballpark with a hot dog and a beer. And, you know, I think people forgot in the 1990s that Detroit is, in its roots, Detroit is a very good baseball town. And because the team was so bad for so long, the 90s were just basically a lost decade, people forgot that. But once they started turning things around, you know, the excitement is back with this team. They're drawing 2.5 to 3 million fans every year since 2006. It's the highest attendance in their history. And once they win that World Series, and I think there's a very good chance that they do in the next 3 years, this town's going to go crazy. People in this town would go craziest for a Super Bowl win, but right behind that would be a World Series championship.
And Tony Paul covers the Detroit Tigers for the Detroit News. Go to detnews.com, and you can find that. Tony, thanks so much.
All right, Tony. I appreciate you having me on.